This episode of Our Fair City is brought to you by Know Your Company. Got 25 to 75 people in your company? Check out knowyourcompany.com, software that helps companies like Airbnb know their company better.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen. And remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
In times of crisis, it is important to utilize the buddy system. Innovated in the 14th fiscal cycle by director Silas Buddy, in response to the First Mold War, the system encourages policies to stick together. Hold hands, if you can. Call out to your buddy group members if lost. If you hear no response, do not attempt to retrace your steps to retrieve your buddy group member. She is almost certainly dead. This ancient system is in place as the buddy group composed of Sully, Dr. West, Dora, Elizabeth, Simon, and the dog Emerson traverse the sticky, horrid warrens of a mostly abandoned ant nest somewhere deep below the city. The buddy group is in search of the newborn queen. West is telling a story about how his devotion to science cost the lives of many thousands, though he thinks he is telling a story about his car.
It's fortunate because the fuel depot was on fire.
Hold that thought, Herbert. We appear to be at a fork in the tunnel.
Which way now, Emerson?
Give him the pheromone thing, Sully. I think he lost the scent.
Sure. I've got it in here somewhere. Here it is.
Thanks. Were you just smelling your hands?
Just scratching my face. Who smells their hands?
Weirdos.
All right, we are in business. Find us a queen ant, Emerson. A live one this time.
Yes! Let's... I'll hang on to the pheromone gland.
Okay, Sully. Don't you start huffing it or nothing. Lost a couple of friends and stuff like that.
Sorry, Herbert. You were saying...
I drove at night and slept during the day. That was for my own safety because they wouldn't come out in the sunlight.
How awful.
Rather was. I had a nasty sunburn for several weeks after. The further east I went, the colder it got, and I made fewer and fewer stops.
I would like to hear more about what Albuquerque was like before. I cannot even imagine what it would be like to see all that open sky.
My dear, the trouble with Albuquerque was that there was altogether too much sky. After I crossed the Alleghenies, I didn't see another living soul until I reached Hartford. The first person I saw was...
Me!
Yes, indeed, Simon. He rescued me after my vehicle broke down.
And to think, if I'd never picked you up in the tractor, the dead never would have woke.
I suppose that's true in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, I call that manner of speaking deductive reasoning.
Hold up. Do you hear that?
I do. The unmistakable whirr of ants. They sound quite numerous.
They don't seem to be getting closer.
Keep quiet. I'll go check it out.
Never thought I'd say it, but your woken bride is a brave woman.
She's not brave, just indestructible.
You'll want to see this.
What are they doing? Creepy old critters milling around like that.
It's a defensive perimeter. They're circling around the source of the pheromones.
The queen must be right there! Right in the eye of that ant storm.
They can't enter it. Look, there's a ruptured pipe up there. Big mound of waste beneath it.
Pipe must have been blown when we torched the methane in the putrescible waste fields. She's so close, but she must be covered in the waste. The ants can't go near her.
Well, fine. I'll go get her.
You're just gonna barrel into a sea of ants?
Why the hell not?
They'll rip your head off.
I've had worse.
No, the ant doctor's right. What this calls for is a distraction.
We can use the pheromone gland. I'll throw it down the tunnel like a root ball. The ants go after it, and then you, Elizabeth, can dig the new queen out of that muck pile.
And that will work?
They'll follow the scent of the old queen anywhere.
You sound weirdly sad when you say that.
I have a cold. Everything sounds weird when you have a cold.
Yeah, like I sure miss cuddling with all my secret ant buddies. That would sound pretty weird. if you said it aloud.
Simon, what did I say?
Fifth column, ma'am.
Fifth column this. Hey! Secret ant buddies! Go that away!
I'll be a mole man. It worked!
I'm going in. Wish me luck, Herbert.
No such thing as luck, just probability.
Yeah, well.
I can't see her.
Easy, Simon.
I thought you didn't care what happened to that woken monster.
She's an all right lady. Just don't go shouting it from the rooftops.
I've got her!
Smaller than I thought she'd be. Grown queen was so much bigger and all.
She's wounded!
Emerson, no!
Let's find a safe place to put her down.
Let me see her. Put her down. Oh, that's at least 3 broken legs.
Can she heal?
Yeah. We need to splint her legs and let her secrete some new cuticle.
Then we need to take her back to the lab upstairs. It's not safe down here.
Not for you, maybe. It's okay, sweetheart. I'm here.
What does that mean?
It means it's been nice knowing you, Simon.
What are you doing?
I'm very grateful that you rescued the queen. She owes you her life. In exchange, I'm giving you the next 15 seconds to run for yours.
But Sally, you've got—
I am covered in pheromones from the dead queen. The ants will carry me up and out of danger. You folks, however—
I do not understand. This was not the agreed-upon course of action. We decided as a pack—
I'm not part of your pack, Dora. I've got my own family.
No dice, Sully. The queen's coming with us.
Not on your life, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth!
No! Herbert!
Oh my.
Herbert!
You! You!
No, Rob, it's okay! I'm okay! Ow! Stop screaming! Get the queen!
I am not very fond of your pack, Ms. Sullivan!
And they're not fond of you! Go, sisters, attack! Retrieve the queen! No, go! Stop! Stop cuddling with me! I'm not the one you want!
You doused yourself so thoroughly in the dead queen's pheromones that they will not recognize her scent for hours now! But you cannot produce any pheromone yourself! Therefore!
No! Sisters, she's so close! Grab her, please!
Simon, get the queen! We're going!
What about Herbert?
I'll take Herbert. Great. Stupid Herbert, why did you have to do that?
Well, that was unexpected.
Wow!
Ah! Oh, thank you. I'm not that dead. I wouldn't mind especially being carried back to the lab.
Sorry, sweetheart. Simon, the queen?
She was sort of soft. That makes me uncomfortable, and I still want to squish her.
But you won't. Come on, let's get out of this warren and back to Old Tunnel.
No! Bring me back my queen! Bring me back my queen!
So, elephant in the room. I was right about Sully being a crazy ant-loving people-hater.
How does it feel to be right?
Like, really terrible. I was starting to enjoy her company.
I do not understand, Herbert. You're unharmed. You're not even bleeding.
To answer it simply, Dora, I'll just say that blood is not the most efficient way to distribute oxygen throughout the body. Could you hand me my adventure pack, please? Thank you, my dear. None of my organs are where you would expect them to be. I've replaced my own blood with oxygenated gel, and now I only have a bowel movement once every 3 months. In brief, I've had a little work done, and now, as you can see, I'm sewing myself up again. Suit yourself, as it were.
You are the most fascinating living creature I have ever encountered.
Kinda depends on your definition of living. Oh, noodles, popped a stitch.
Simon leads them to a deadlift elevator, and they ascend, Elizabeth's powerful arms yanking the chain downward and downward. It seems to go on for hours. At last, at long last, they arrive at Old Tunnel, last bastion of safety where mold fights ant, if it doesn't fight you first.
Ah, welcome to our humble museum and laboratory.
Home. Finally home. It's dead bolted from the inside.
Rip it off its hinges. I'll build another door.
Halt! Who goes there?
Charlie? Charlie Wynn? Is that you?
Herbert! Hey, amigo, never expected to see you again, ever?
Ah, yes. Funny you should say that, since this is where I live. Let us in.
You're not bringing an ant in here.
Watch us.
Coming in!
What? Who could possibly...
Yoo-hoo! Hello, Emily!
West! Elizabeth! You are both very unexpectedly alive. And you have an aunt with you.
She followed us home. Can we keep her?
It's our new queen. We're being followed by the entire colony. No time for jibber-jabber.
The mold should keep them at bay.
We need to figure out how to communicate with the queen, to engineer a peace, so that our deaths are less inevitable. Also, hello, I'm Dora. We have not met before. Emily? Nice to meet you. This is Emerson. Emerson, Emily.
Dr. Caligari, actually, but... Oh. Oh, hi. Okay. It's licking me. Okay, this is, What a fuzzy little, I see why these were domesticated. Hello, dog. You are cute. I can't believe you found their queen.
It was all Emerson and a crazy ant cultist who stabbed Herbert.
Follow me into the lab. I know just the thing. Who stabbed what now?
One second, Emily. What is Charlie doing here?
He showed up with Cassie. I'm not so heartless that I'd throw him to the mold.
And I'm very grateful for your hospitality.
Though I've thought about it.
How's Andrew, Charlie?
Oh, you know, he's great. Perfectly good. He and Cassie are off designing anti-bug weapons in the anterior lab.
Good. Good.
Okay, good.
Onward to the lab. You get back to guarding the door, Wynn. Who knows what might come knocking.
What was that about?
Tell you later. Popped another stitch. So...
Hello, everyone. Good to see you. Hello, new faces. I am Dr. Montgomery Moore. Oh, I apologize for the yelling.
He's in shout mode. Whisper modules on the table because of brain stuff. Put the queen over here.
Okay, Critter, here we are. Down you go.
She really cannot move, can she? Can one set an ant's leg?
Why don't we ask her?
Oh, Emily, what is that?
It is a cordyceps translation mesh. The spores will affix to her ganglia like electrodes.
It is growing into her head. Does it hurt her?
Not a bit. I tried it on Andrew and he was fine. It comes off with a little alcohol. With the mesh in place, we'll be able to communicate with her through this relay, which I'll just affix to Moro's whisper function.
It's a mushroom hat?
It's a fungal translation mesh. Now, let's set the voice modulator to woman for a change, why don't we? Hello, Aunt Queen. What do you have to say?
The waters are coming. The waters are coming. The waters are coming.
Gonna take a stab and say that's not a good thing?
Well, thanks for bringing this into the lab, everyone.
I'd say the doom index just jumped a couple percentage points.
You got a doom index, too.
The waters are coming. The waters are coming.
Cryptic and alien, these ants. Policies were never meant to speak with them or heed their counsel. Look at what happens when you hitch yourself to ideals alien to the company, when your buddy group members are perverse and misaligned. You have yourself seen the failures of Dr. West in his devotion to discovery above all else. See, too, the lonely result of Simon Von Hagen's paranoid monomania. And someday soon you will see the result of Cassandra Wilkins' loyalties. Someday soon... you will know what makes a model policy. Find out as the story of Our Fair City continues.
Loyal Policies, thank you for joining us for another episode of Our Fair City. We are busy recording Season 7 of Our Fair City. Keep an eye on our Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter for some behind-the-scenes looks and more. We'll also have some special Halloween programming coming up in October. We're really excited to share it with you. If you haven't already, take a moment and give us a rating and review on iTunes. It really helps increase our visibility and bring new policies into the loving embrace of Heartlife. Thank you for your continued support, and as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.